What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
What's up, theorists? Notice how I said theorists and not theorites. That's because if you're not on Patreon, we've been talking about restarting the show, a brand new podcast feed called Theorists Theorizing, Dropping the Aliens. We've talked about it many times. Post-Spotify deal, the show has never grown again. We still got a lot of dedicated listeners and we appreciate it. But we want to keep growing the show, bringing you better and better content. And the only way to do that, we feel, is to maybe restart. Try and restart those algorithms. The next few episodes on ATT will actually be the first few episodes of Theorists Theorizing. And when everything's ready, we will make the switch, make another announcement. So until then, episodes will keep coming out as normal. And then we will reformat them, re-release, and make a huge announcement. We need you all to subscribe on that first day, that first week, and really help us out. We'd appreciate it. All right. Episode one of Theorists Theorizing, discussing the moon landings, kind of pitting the mainstream story versus the conspiracies, hashing it out in kind of a two-part format. Hope you enjoy it. Peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, conspiracy maniacs, truth seekers, and cosmic cage fighters of the unknown, welcome to the most bone-shaking, mind-breaking showdown in podcast history. Here on Theorists Theorizing, we don't just tell stories, we dive headfirst into the shadows of mystery, battling it out in spirited debate. We thrive on the clash of perspectives where skeptics lock horns with believers and every mystery is put on trial in the court of conversation, because here the truth isn't handed down, it's fought for, word by word, theory by theory. In the red corner, with the strength of the Saturn V rocket and the pride of Houston, Texas, the defenders of NASA, the champions of science, the believers in footprints pressed deep into the lunar dust, the moon landing is real. And in the blue corner, stomping down the ramp with the swagger of shadowy cameramen and secret studio lights, the skeptics, the doubters, the wielders of Kubrick's camera, those who claim it was all just smoke, mirrors, and Hollywood movie magic, the moon landing is fake. Tonight, the gloves are off, the microphones are hot, and the truth is on the line. Will we raise the flag of victory on the sea of tranquility, or will we tear it down under the bright lights of deception? So buckle up, brothers and sisters, because this ain't just a debate. It's a cosmic steel cage match for the history of humanity itself. Now hit the music, ring the bell, with Theorists Theorizing, the moon landing debate.
Welcome to Theorists Theorizing, episode one. The moon landing theories. Before we start, obviously this is a relaunch of, if you're familiar on these voices, we have 500 episodes of Alien Theorists Theorizing. We had a whole debacle with a major Spotify deal. And ever since, we feel like we've been 10 steps behind every month. So we've decided to try a relaunch, a new show, same, same, but different.
Yeah, I like it.
Pretty much this format will be a little different. In episodes like this, it will be topic, go through the theories, yell at each other, hammer out all the points. And then in the part two of the episode, we're going to be doing more of a discussion with a phone line. Got a phone line hooked up here. So after the main show is going to run about an hour, we're going to have another, I don't know, 20 to 40 minutes, depending if you get any calls, calling in with your theories of this week is going to be moon landing theories. If you think it's a hoax, not, whatever.
Or you can let us know what you thought on our points in the show. If you agreed with anyone, disagreed with anyone, let us know. We want to know.
Yeah. So we got the same host, if you're familiar with the show. I'm Zell.
I'm Braden.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Andrew.
And we're all paid by the government to bring you these theories well above board, not mentioning anything
controversial.
No, fuck that. We're going in. If we get canceled again, like, no big deal. Who gives a shit, I guess, at this point?
Dan, why don't you take it away?
Okay. Since you guys already mentioned it, we're looking back on one of probably, arguably, humanity's greatest achievement of going to the moon.
Or conning everyone.
Right.
Into thinking we went to the moon.
No one has the greatest feat of human engineering ever taken place. The Apollo program and the 6 moon landings.
Yep.
And one... Tom Hanks got stranded.
69 and 72, you could say. Apollo 11, the very first one, Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin became the first humans to set foot on another world. Collected 47 pounds of rock and soil, left behind the first laser reflector, which will probably come up in discussion later, still used today to measure the Earth and Moon distance. Then you had Apollo 12 following, which was later that same year. Astronauts landed and they walked around distance of the unmanned Surveyor 3 probe, and then they proving pinpoint lunar navigation was possible, right? They had the concept and they executed it. They retrieved pieces of that probe and brought them home to study, along with another 75 pounds of lunar material.
Fake rock.
Apollo 14, 1971, Alan Shepard, who was America's first astronaut, returned to space on the moon. He swung his makeshift golf club, which is also a famous piece of footage. I don't know, fake golf club, I guess we want to say that.
It was a real golf club. It was fake core samples
and revealed the moon's fake geological history.
It was Apollo just filmed 15, at Universal Studios, buddy.
We witnessed the first fake lunar rover and fake astronauts drive more than fake 17 miles across the fake rugged terrain, gathering over a fake 170 pounds of samples, including the fake Genesis rock, a window into the moon's fake ancient crust. Apollo 18, or no, sorry, Dan, 16.
This is amazing. We don't even have anything to disagree about.
Dan's finally came around.
Yeah.
All right, we're done. We'll wrap it up.
Perfect.
All right, good job. Nope. You guys want to sign off or we're good?
No, Dan, keep going with the moon landings.
So Apollo 16, 1972, mission explored the lunar highlands. You had a deploying of a number of experiments that studied the moon's magnetic field and actually captured a number of images, which reshaped our entire understanding of the lunar geology. Apollo 17, the final voyage, also 1972, carried scientist astronaut Harrison Schmitt, was the only trained geologist, or fake geologist, I guess, to walk on the moon. That mission actually set records. You had 3 days on the lunar surface, 22 hours of moonwalks, and 75 hours of experiments, and 243 pounds of samples returned.
Wait, so you're telling me there was more than just one
color fucking camera?
Yeah, I was just thinking that. Dan, how many pounds of rocks did they bring back from the Apollo 11 mission?
248, you said?
No, it was less than that. It was like 70-something.
Yeah, it was 47 pounds.
47 pounds. So one of the things that Andrew and I had talked, we were just briefly mentioned in passing, is like we're talking about the footage of the Apollo 11.
Okay, well, before we set the stage of why there's all these conspiracies, right? So Dan just said greatest feat of human engineering, but why do people think, like, how did this come up? Because we have the Cold War, Russia is leaps and bounds ahead of the United States. They got the first man in moon, first fucking dog in moon, first female in moon, first monkey, or not.
Basically
not,
the first everything
in orbit.
With,
all these things yeah. in the first to orbit, the first satellite, Sputnik. You could hear that like ominous beeping sound. The whole world heard it. They thought they're going to put nukes on the moon and thus begin the space race, which Dan just said. Somehow, the big thing is somehow America just rocketed, for lack of a better term, over the Soviet Union in a matter of just a few years and went and just annihilated them in the space
their
race.
First try.
Fuck yeah. Well, I think the theories start to come up. Well, it depends what kind of theory, because different theories that of people believing the moon landing's fake kind of pop up at different times, you know, in the last, you know, since then. So like if we're looking at the main ones, like for example, the Kubrick, right? Kubrick filmed the moon landings, and a lot of people point to the use of the NASA
Danny sweater
Zeiss planar lens that right. then Kubrick used to film Barry Lyndon. And people are like, how did Kubrick get that lens? Right. So a lot of people point to that, but that comes from, I think like mid 2000s, there was a fake documentary that came out about the moon landing being fake. And a lot of people actually took footage from that documentary, and that what kind of led to that theory. I went down a huge fucking rabbit hole in that. Cause I was hell bent. I was like, How do you get that NASA lens, yeah, baby?
But then what about all the like hints and shit like that he alluded to in his movies, like The Shining? Well, dude, and so all the weird.
He filmed Space Odyssey in 1968. Unbelievable. Yeah. Right before the first moon landing. So a lot of people point to that. Like if you look at the level of technological advances he did in that film to make it look like real space flight, and like, dude, it's a historic film. Like if you haven't seen it, check it out.
But it looks nothing like the moon landing.
Nothing though. Looks nothing, but people point to his ability to make it look that real, that would,
if there was anyone who could do
the
it
at the time,
it would have been him.
Well, and like you look at all the footage too, like everything's perfectly framed. The fucking camera pans perfectly.
That's
right?
The next Apollo, but Apollo 11, still. Yeah, still. But so then people point to Kubrick, like Danny in The Shining's wearing an Apollo 11 shirt. There's a moon lander like in some of the shots. So people, and I mean, they're not wrong. Kubrick had a lot of,
No, your phone's vibrating.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
My people say like Kubrick had a lot of symbolism in his movies and stuff, so they point to that.
And then the room 237, right? Because it was the moon is about 237,000 miles.
That's
away.
Closer to 239, I believe, though. So that one's
the carpet patterns on the hotel in The Shining that looks like the NASA symbol and all that type of shit. Like,
yeah, they think he was hiding it in plain sight.
Yeah.
Like, the smoking gun for a lot of people is that NASA planar lens that he got to shoot Barry Lyndon. He wanted to, he says he wanted those lenses to shoot. They're basically some of the most expensive lenses ever developed for low light. And he shot them so he could do candlelit scenes in Barry Lyndon. Dude, I went down that rabbit hole because I was like, God damn, that's the smoking
gun. That's the gun.
That's the gun right there. And it turns out Carl Zeiss, he made fucking 9 of those lenses. 6 he sold to NASA, 3 he sold to Kubrick, and in a secret he made another lens to control them all. A master lens.
He
basically, like, Kubrick just hurt because he's in film. He heard that this guy had developed these lenses.
You want the best.
And Carl Zeiss was like, hey, I have 4. I'll sell you 3, but I'm keeping one. He's like, deal. Done. So it's like, when you kind of go down that, you're like, fuck. God damn, it doesn't really fucking line up.
NASA had some, but also...
But there's no evidence that NASA even really used those lenses. And the other thing, like, a more interesting point now for me is, because Andrew brought up, he's like, why the fuck would they shoot in black and white? And if you look at NASA's, like...
Excuse?
Their excuse. They're like, hey, you know, like, one, we had the data was too much to send color back, so we had to use black and white. The other thing is every pound had to be accounted for. So, like, we couldn't send up,
like, color camera.
Color camera. And I'm like, well, how about bring 46 pounds of rocks back?
Okay, but did NASA say, because, I mean, this would have been right at the start of color TV, wouldn't it?
No, they had
I don't think it would have been the color.
Dan, look it up. When was the start of like wide ranging color television?
They had color then.
They absolutely did.
I'm sure they had it, but was it every TV box had color, or did they produce it for the masses because everyone had a black and white TV?
Comparable color camera. I thought it was compared to the NASA camera, and it was comparable in weight to like the same pound, like ounces heavier.
Well, I'm pretty sure they were doing fucking color TV in like the 40s and 50s.
They tried to do
54 was the first mass produced color TV set.
Yeah. So Apollo mission did bring color cameras, and they burnt one out trying to film the sun. You know, like,
well, the reason I asked about because just like indoor plumbing, the first indoor plumbing was, you know, took forever for everyone to get indoor plumbing. So if that was color TV, but most people still had a black and white one, you'd probably want to project the moon landing in black and white.
Yeah, but wouldn't they still see it in black and white?
It's also way easier to fucking hide shit.
Absolutely. Said by 1960s, most networks in the US were broadcasting in color, at least a regular program. Yeah,
so instead we opt for black and white camera to broadcast, and then we decide to give you all the news sources, a fourth generation copy of everything. Like, didn't they film it from a fucking screen that was being played at NASA?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Like, that's kind of bizarre.
When I re-looked into this, I was like, oh, that's fucking a weird one.
Well, it technically wasn't just at NASA. It was actually in three locations around the world, because as the world spun while they're doing the mission, they needed different locations to project. But anyways, I'm going to get there. So you're saying
we're just going to the moon. Let's just fucking, yeah, we'll improvise. Like, it's like, yeah.
We'll figure it out.
But yeah, it'll be fine. Yeah. We're just launching people to the moon.
Well, so we started right with the cameras, right? So cameras, this always links up with, why is there no stars in all the photos, blah, blah, blah. And these are some of the easier ones, I think, that to debunk. You're like, well, you couldn't see the stars if the surface is bright. It's in the daytime. You can't see stars if where you are is brighter than the star. So that one, to me, never made sense.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I never even thought of it, because it's not like they're landing on the dark side of the moon.
So even without atmospheric interference, you still wouldn't see stars?
No, I don't see it.
It would be too dark, or like too bright, light reflect. Well, yeah, the light reflecting off the surface of the moon, which is just like gray white, and then getting
which
a photo.
Which is insane, because
there wouldn't be enough light by the stars to like pick up.
Why would NASA even want low light cameras? Because you would think that they would have to have something, because like, the reflection, it'd be
well,
like,
did they want
opposite.
Low light?
Carl Zeiss made for them.
But you're not sure if they actually used the lens.
There's no evidence they used the lens.
Exactly. Right. But
you
I know they definitely
be able to see all the film props hidden in the fucking rocks.
Well, they would have definitely had to use super fast shutter speed for that, because it would have been so bright. So to get those pictures, like a nice clear picture like that, you would have had to have the fastest shutter speed you could have
at the time.
Right. So, I mean, that's where that one goes for me. I'm like, all right, well, that one doesn't make, even the astronauts, believe them or not, they said, I don't remember seeing stars. So they're on.
Yeah, they were all on the same page there.
Yeah, they were briefed.
They were all fucking.
They were briefed.
Right, you guys seen no stars at all. Right, so some of the other easy ones, if you did go to the moon, right? They planted a flag that seemed to wave, but no atmosphere, no wind, and it waved for a while.
So people Well, but nobody was like, when they first planted it, somebody touched it, it would wave. But the fact that it was still waving after no one was around it or touched it, just fucking bizarre.
Yeah, but if there's no gravity or no wind resistance,
wouldn't it just
nothing
continue?
To stop I don't
know.
It. Yeah, if it's on,
there's nothing. So it would just keep going, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, if it was on.
So it's still waving.
No, I mean, it would eventually stop. There is a little gravity on the.
It's what it's 1/6 Earth's gravity.
Would eventually hang? Like, it's just.
No, it had a metal rod. Isn't that right, Dan?
Yeah, they designed specially for that picture, pretty much. And so they knew that when they put it up, there's nothing, no wind, so it's not going to unfold.
It.
So it's just going to go down.
I was like, if it went down, I was like, let's get the boys back up there right now. Fucking unfold that American flag.
Get them back up there?
Spread it back out.
We can't do it, though. We don't have the technology to get there anymore. We developed proper technology 50 years ago, but we can't get there now.
We're going to get there.
You know what's even weirder than that? No other country has that technology either and can't get there.
Well, we're going to get there. We're going to get there. Don't you worry. We're going to go back.
Let's go back.
They keep saying we're going back with the Artemis mission.
Well, we already put out today.
Every president. How many presidents in a row have been like, we're going back to the moon?
The acting NASA chief already said that gave out like the mandate that U.S. is going to build a nuclear reactor on the moon and they need to do it before China.
USA! 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 USA. Yeah, but like,
how they're going to do that, I don't know.
Like, Trump said they were going to the moon.
Manpower, baby. That's how.
Trump said they're going to the moon in 24. Fucking Obama said they're going to the moon. Both Bushes said they're going to the moon. Like,
yeah.
I've heard it.
Clinton's the only one that's like, fuck the moon. Yeah. We never went.
Genuinely, he's really the only one now. I don't even care how many bodies he's got now. Yeah. I fucking like the guy now. I'm on board with him.
Because he said the moon landing's fake.
Yeah.
He's like, fine. I'm on board with it being fake.
Yeah.
All right, let's keep going down the list because these are some of the easier ones. No crater left, well, primarily on Apollo 11. Just where they landed was pretty rocky, and engine was shut off about 10 feet above. There's no atmosphere, so not all the thrust goes directly down. It kind of goes down and outwards.
Isn't that also why they picked that like location? Because it was rocky and
100%.
Relatively solid. Because I mean, all that silicate, like that was one of the things that they worried about. Because like that Earth, like the moon is mostly dust, but that dust is like razor sharp. Like if that stuff got stuck in the equipment or stuff, they were like, I mean, that's something
we're going to pick the only place we can't have any evidence of us actually landing. Like that was strategic.
Well, I mean, there was evidence. There
it's
was
like,
maybe we'll, the it's like, yeah. They're like, oh, we can leave footprints. So there's enough dust for
here. I'll give you a theory. And so if you're going to make a high impact with the public,
like
a high impact story, the way that they landed the first craft, like if you can listen to the radio communications and he's taking so long to land, they're worried that they're not going to get back off the moon because he can't find a good spot. And then in just the nick of time, with just enough fuel left, he puts almost it down.
Like, almost theatrical a bit there.
The Eagle has landed.
Yeah.
And he's like, they had just enough fuel to get back off, because if they would have went another like few hundred meters, they would have not quite had enough and they might have got stuck on the moon.
How insane is it? Is it their first try?
Because it was
nailed it on the first try.
The first words when he walked in the woods should have been fucking nailed it. That's what he should have said.
I should have wrote it down, but because at the time it was Lyndon Johnson at the time, right?
LBJ, baby.
Because, and then the story like that, even that impact story goes even farther, that he even had a speech written to give the American people in this sense that they didn't get off the moon, but they did it for the good of America or something like that. There's like an epic speech. They had it all planned out. And just the way like that came out in the media, you're like, what a great script. It's so
perfect.
Well done.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
Speechwriters are a different caliber back then.
Yeah. Men, as opposed to now.
Well, they just went next door at Universal Studios. It was like, hey, can you guys write something up for us too?
Yeah. They're like, Kubrick, yeah. What do you got? What do you think of this? How do you think they should leave?
Tell us about the Spielberg guy.
You think they should be left on the moon or we should get them back?
What writes better?
What sounds better?
Yeah.
All right. So we talked about Stanley Kubrick's conspiracy. I mean, there was at a time where Kubrick actually said that there's an interview with him and he said that was fake
confession.
But it turns out.
And then they shot him with a heart attack gun.
There was an
Kubrick died because Eyes Wide Shut was supposed to be about the fucking pedo ring.
It was.
And then they were like, yeah, that's legit.
Gotta get rid of him.
And then they're like, hey, you can't, the studio's like, we can't release that edit. Yeah. And he's like, fuck you, I'm releasing the edit. Then he dies and they re-edit the film.
Yeah. How much, there's like fucking an hour missing or something crazy?
That's crazy. That's a good,
I got into that one.
All right. That's different, but yeah, we get into that one another time. But I don't know, did anyone hear that? It's fake.
That's from a documentary.
Listen,
we're coming up
fires.
Here with genuine fucking rebuttals here. Don't bring that fake shit around here, Zell.
Yeah.
All right. Stop trying to discredit the movement,
but
brother.
That was part of the what set the internet before, like pre-internet, set the world on fire about this fake thing because there was all these theories about Kubrick, and then it was broadcast that this was real.
The Kubrick stuff is weak, in my opinion.
It's good.
It's
conversation
fun, but it's
piece
weak.
Until you look into it and then it fucking, dude, it falls apart so quickly. That like a lot of this stuff does, but I've never believed we went to the moon less than I do. Yeah,
absolutely.
He's 99.9. He's a scientist. Yeah. He knows everything about the moon.
Yeah. No, I'm entitled to a personal opinion. I'm not saying.
I don't disagree in the sense that at this time, in America, there's a lot of shady shit.
Buddy, this was literally the highest point of distrust with the American government at this point in time. With the CIA, you got all the, like, fucking, you got Kennedy gets assassinated. You got fucking Gulf of Tonkin. You got Vietnam, basically, like the fall of Saigon, losing Vietnam. You've got the government admitting to fucking MK Ultra in 75. You've got all this crazy shit, and then you finally have something good. Finally have a fucking win for the boys. We got something good. We are the greatest country in the world. This is the greatest accomplishment of humankind. Of course, nobody wants to fucking disprove that. But when you stop and you think about it, I'm like, these people are willing to admit that they were using mind control and fucking brothels and killing their own citizens in false flags in the Gulf of Tonkin, all this type of shit. It's like, what the fuck?
Add an L in that there, buddy.
What else would you be fucking capable of? And then you think about it, it's like, this part of the government itself is ran by fucking Nazis.
It's true.
You know what I mean? So are you going to go, like, I'm supposed to fucking believe that they did this? That we had better technology in 1969?
The Germans did.
Apparently. Well, okay, well, than we do now? Like, that doesn't make any fucking sense to me. Name a time where... name any technology in 1969 that is not better now.
Just the family.
That's not cheaper, easier, fucking... Like, honestly, name any technology that hasn't got better in 50 years.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It doesn't make it, and then, but then also think about it. It's like, oh, well, we already accomplished it. We've already been to the moon. What about every other fucking country... that has a technology to get
words for it.
They're name, like, name right, another country that has a budget as big as the U.S. does.
China.
Even not even
China's
not
got
even
a fucking
close.
Bigger one.
China? Not even close.
Like, they like fucking military, put their money
military
to Russia.
Military research.
How about Russia that beat the U.S. to fucking every other facet before this?
Yeah, putting people in space fucking, is easy. Putting people into orbit is easy. Like, I mean, that is it's compared to going to the moon.
Yeah, it's easy because it's all anyone's ever done.
That's the rest of that thing.
Well, I mean, to your point of name a technology that's not better. I mean, yeah, every technology, even rockets today are technically better.
Everything's better.
It wasn't, like, it just doesn't make any fucking wasn't the most powerful rocket, like the Saturn V.
Well, the Saturn V was the most powerful rocket.
Yeah,
until,
that was that's because they were using 91 octane back then.
Isn't the SLS launch vehicle that's supposed to take Artemis and stuff is more powerful, but it just sucks.
I'm saying the Saturn V was the most powerful rocket. So, I mean, to Andrew's point, it's like rockets were better
It was
powerful,
more powerful. Doesn't mean the technology is better.
It just was.
Okay, then what metric are you saying better then? Like,
yeah, I mean,
what measures better?
More efficient?
It's crazy
that we haven't improved in that
it just doesn't make sense.
You would think that it's easier for us. Listen, I mean, other minus than going to the Titanic, it's easier to do anything on Earth now than it's ever been. So you think that would also extrapolate to those kind of things. Like, it should be easier at this point.
We
to
all
go
carry
to orbit, which it is. It is. We're sending fucking Katy Perry to space.
Dude,
you know what I mean? It should be getting easier.
No, Kayla, you want to talk about a conspiracy? Katy Perry didn't go anywhere.
But it's just like, you think about it. It's like, we all hold things in our pockets that have more technology than NASA did at that
time. I mean, technology in the sense
fucking
of
nuts.
Digital. Like
digital technology, but not like that's a whole different. Yeah, like putting people propulsion and all that stuff. That's a
whole different thing. We annihilated two cities with a bomb 80 years ago,
allegedly.
Yeah, but look at our nuclear capabilities and stuff like that. That's all fucking different now too. That's all evolved massively.
It hasn't though, because they kind of shut it all down.
Yeah, but we have better capabilities of doing that now.
Anyways, there's gonna be more in the second part of the show. We can get more into it, but yes, I mean. You could say that no other country has been to the moon, but you'd be incorrect. There's no other country has sent people to the moon.
Well, sorry, has any other country left like Earth's
That's
orbit?
Because the Van Allen belt is a fucking problem. That's why.
Okay, well, we're going to get there after, but I want to say that, let's see here. India sent a probe. China sent a probe. All have pictures.
Unmanned. Everything's unmanned.
Yeah, but if you have to, so then you have to consider the conspiracy is international in scope because they sent back pictures of the sites of the everything that was there.
Oh, they're all in on
it. That's what I mean. So then the conspiracy is even bigger.
Blackmail
than
that you know.
Then it's even bigger. Then the conspiracy is not just because you can. The way to talk about these giant conspiracies, because usually someone slips up. But like, what was the atomic bomb?
What do you mean?
That project?
Manhattan Project?
Yeah.
That was like 150,000 people or something. All compartmentalized. No one really knew what they were doing until they finally made it public later on.
Yeah, you're telling me that we can't even keep the Colonel's KFC recipe secret, but 400,000 people can keep the moon landing secret?
Oh, but it like parts. Sal said it was compartmentalized.
That's what I mean. So, but This one is four times bigger. So there was like 400,000 people working on it, all compartmentalized, people making all the shielding. There's all this stuff. So it's not necessarily that the program was fake, but no,
we didn't actually get to the moon.
The best of the best conspiracy theorists, let's call them, agree that there was a rocket, a program. They shot something in the atmosphere.
Oh, yeah.
But someone had to have faked it somehow. But you've both even said it tonight that you're not convinced it was Kubrick. So therefore, who faked it?
Well,
because they had to, if it was all
they
fake,
they would have to get a guy.
They would have to get someone better than Kubrick, because actually the moon landing looks more sci-fi. Because just the way it was shot and how it looks. Like,
I mean, nothing's ever been done. Been Kubrick, but at the same time, like, this is CIA, man.
It's not just Kubrick theories don't pan out.
And it's not just Kubrick. It's not. I could say like he could take it to the grave, but you got all these fucking carny gaffs who are working on as like riggers and because like a project that big.
I worked on the moon landing.
Hey, listen,
dude, for sure.
Who are we to say that we already know that they are deep in the midst of fucking MK Ultra? How do we know that they didn't control these guys' fucking minds?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
All right. That's better.
They got all these guys fucking dosed up on LSD. They don't know. They think they're 100% on the moon.
So right. These guys are all fucking dosed up.
They got Buzz Aldrin in the fucking capsule. Ah! Right? He went nowhere, baby. He was in quarantine. Dude, he was actually coming down from the fucking LSD.
You know what?
They high dosed him.
Of all the moon landing conspiracies I've read, I've never heard that one come up.
I pulled it out of my ass.
That's great, the best. Dude. Yeah. They are experiencing so much with LSD. They're like, listen, if we, dude, this is, you know what this is? What's that fucking guy that's doing this shit now? What's his name? The comedian from Vancouver.
Doing what now?
He puts the elaborate sets together. He's on HBO. Nathan For You.
Nathan Fielder.
He got this from NASA.
He's from Vancouver.
Actually,
oh no way. He's the man.
Dude, that's the best theory. So now you have this fucking.
Okay, hey,
dosed up.
Hey, dickheads, disprove that.
Dosed up.
They build.
All right, so you're saying, wait. All right, let's take it one farther.
Hold on, let's break it down. So they build an elaborate fucking set, right, including missions and stuff.
A gigantic soundstage, a giant warehouse,
whatever. And they're like, we're gonna convince these four motherfuckers that they go to the moon. Right, they dose them.
Take
they
your
dose
protein pills and put your helmet on. Yeah. Those protein pills are fucking LSD, man.
And they fucking send him on this trip, right? They fake it all, Major Tom. And then they put him in quarantine for 2 weeks as they come down. And then they're like, "Yeah, you were at the moon, right? Yeah. Head to the presser.
You come out, everybody's fucking
You did it. You're like, you're heroes. Fucking 5 day fucking LSD
dude,
trip.
The dose was so strong, and that's why they look all strung out at the news conference.
That's
like this.
What it is,
dude. That makes so sense because if anyone's ever done hallucinogenics, when you come down, you're just like.
Takes a while to come back.
Probably shouldn't have done that. Probably shouldn't have done all those drugs. I feel terrible.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
You know what? Okay, as far as the faking it, that's the best theory I've heard because, I mean, you would have to. And somehow you would have to get all these people dosed up and then also be extremely creative and not make any mistakes.
I like that because then it's like the guy, there's a couple people behind the scenes. They're like, it's not a lie if they believe.
Absolutely.
No one will remember us, but they will continue it. That's great. I fucking love that. That's my leading theory.
Because, I mean, that was one thing for me. I'm like, all right, if there's been no one come forward saying they filmed it and no one really believes it was Kubrick, fucking who did it?
Well, that Bart Sobral guy, he's got a few fucking...
That was mine, though. Yeah. Come on.
He's got a few deathbed confessions to fucking...
Of who?
100%. It's fucking concrete.
Heard it from a friend of a friend.
Yeah, it's crazy.
As he died.
I genuinely believe that they have people out there like that to discredit the movement.
Oh, 100%.
He looks like, I'm telling you, honestly, like you listen to that guy talk, I'm like, oh, fuck.
What's the next one we're hitting, Zell?
Those are like the main ones, like the main conspiracy ones are that the next big one is the video coming from, so NASA comes out, they got these cameras, they got to send video back from.
This is crazy.
So
this is genuinely fucking weird. I'm excited to hear the excuse for this.
Yeah, I mean,
because this is fucked.
I'm ready. I can't wait for you guys to fucking pull something out of your ass to fucking. You guys getting paid by NASA?
Yeah, I'm 100%. I wish I was. Okay, so
You fucking go talk to Uncle Von Braun there, Zell. Hey, what does he got to tell you?
Oh, actually, that brings me back to another point about the great story, is that it started off in the Navy building these rockets and stuff.
Yeah.
Because Von Braun was there, and they're like, he's a Nazi, we're not going to let him in. And he's like, I can build a better rocket. I can build a better rocket. And then all these rockets are failing, and they're finally like, all right, let the Nazi have a track, had a crack at it. And then he kind of just builds a fucking Saturn V.
Why else
rocket.
Would they fucking kid? They take him in Project Paperclip or Operation Paperclip to build rockets. That's why they brought him, isn't it?
Yeah.
They brought him for most of their tech. Because they were worried
the Soviets were going to take
it. Yeah. And they knew their propulsion technology was on next level because they had already captured like facilities in Germany and, you know, Europe. And they'd been like,
this is a beautiful facility where the guys hung all the slowest workers. Let's bring them to America and maybe he can get us to the moon.
Well, I mean, in America's defense, if they didn't get them,
the Soviets did get some of them.
And
yeah.
we talked about.
Yeah, what you guys talked about, was it Operation Osovaikin?
Yeah. They got a number of them, yeah.
The Soviets were kicked in Von Braun's door. They're like, fucking damn it.
So, I mean, that's a reason that the Soviets were so far ahead because they used the Nazis right away.
Yeah.
So why did the Nazis get to the moon?
They're like, do you want your...
The Nazis were destroyed.
Yeah. The Nazis didn't have... They didn't have time.
Hey, if you would have given the Nazis another 10 years, they probably would have got to the moon.
Probably.
They also taken over the whole world if you let them. If they got the bomb first, it was over, right? That's what they say.
They had the Galaka, though.
Okay, let's... Well, they did have the time machine. We'll come back to that one. Okay,
we're still waiting to feel the ramifications of
that. Let's get to this one.
We're just lucky they didn't find Mjolnir.
There's two more big ones, then we're going to fucking wrap it up and try and cap it here. But the Van Allen radiation belts.
Oh, yeah.
That's the biggest one.
A double toroidal donut-shaped energy field that surrounds Earth that is from our magnetic sphere, traps solar wind and high velocity particles, and it's got a bunch of radiation up there. And so they say, I mean, if you went up there if you just put your body up there, you'd be dead in an hour. Say you had all the breathing apparatuses and you can survive in space, you'd be dead by the, depending where you are, because they do greatly vary in intensity. Yeah. So one of the big theories is, well, you can't get through Van Allen radiation belts, therefore we never went to the moon.
Well, I mean, you're kind of fucking underplaying a little bit, because even Van Allen himself, he's like, the chances of me discovering this are zero. He's like, the Soviets obviously discovered this and they just didn't release the data that they had known about it. I believe they didn't release the data to know about it because they're like, fuck them, let these guys fry astronauts. Let them fucking fry some astronauts. We're not going to tell them that we know about this.
Well, when they first actually discovered them, they're like, they thought like an atomic bomb went off in the fucking atmosphere because they had like a pretty high concentration of particles. But what I found is that this concentration of particles is more or less, it's like neutrons that get trapped and they break apart, and electrons and protons, highly charged, they are ionizing radiation and they could definitely kill you if you were exposed to these things. However, protons and the stuff, it's not like gamma radiation or X-rays.
Does that turn you into the Hulk?
No. It's not going to turn you into the Hulk.
No cosmic powers.
So it doesn't
even Fantastic Four either. Yeah.
No,
like it doesn't. No cosmic powers. That type of radiation doesn't.
You're more likely to turn into the Toxic Avenger than Johnny Storm.
So Peter Dinklage
is the Toxic Avenger.
NASA's defense of the radiation belts back then, they've seemingly forgot about it in modern times, I guess, but. Back then, they're like, oh, we've had the right telemetry and the right trajectory through these radiation belts.
They navigated the radiation.
And they're only going to be exposed for a maximum of 3 hours. And if they went the right way through the belt, it was going to be low radiation and the shielding, which is really only like 8 millimeters of aluminum. And then...
Tinfoil, baby.
8 millimeters of aluminum?
No. Yeah. The outer realm was 8 millimeters. I actually have a video of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's put it on. So... the actual building of the space capsule is insane.
And I model everything out.
So this is a guy just talking about the radiation.
Would be exposed to a whopping 26,000 rads per hour. And yes, that would be fatal inside an hour, but that is unshielded. No spacesuit, so they're going to die even faster just due to asphyxiation. So if you add a few meters of aluminium to represent
spacecraft.
He meant aluminum.
Drops significantly. Loss of the exposure actually comes from low-energy protons that are really easy to stop. For the Apollo program, the natural shielding of the walls of the spacecraft were calculated to be roughly equivalent to about 7 millimeters of aluminium.
Aluminum.
And I know this because for Lunar Orbiter 1, they carried a radiation sensor to the lunar orbit, and it had two windows on it. One was 7 millimeters thick to represent what the astronauts would feel inside a spacecraft, and the other was 1 millimeter to measure the ethereal orbit with no radiation.
Yeah, that's it. So pretty much this guy goes through all the data of what type of now we have way better idea of what's actually the radiation is. And he says pretty much what the radiation that astronauts would have experienced. Just, hey, don't hate the messenger. He says that it'd be no more than a CAT scan.
I'm just saying it's suspect to me that you have the Soviets do everything they did. And all the data come out of their tight lip. Right? It's a space race, right? And they obviously found out about the Van Allen radiation belt. And then, in my opinion, obviously because something bad happened.
Yeah.
Even Van Allen himself was like, there's no way they didn't know about this. They just never released the data. So I'm credited. And there's no way I made the discovery. He says this himself.
Well, right. I should try and find it, but like you listen to a NASA presentation not that long ago discussing the Van Allen radiation belts and being like, we have to figure out a way to navigate this safely before we even try it.
Yeah. And then that guy in the end, that was actually taken out of context if you watch the whole video.
Oh, was it?
But so obviously there's this field of very high radiation. But it's not like if you have the Earth and it's not equal, the entire thing is not just like a whole.
I mean, the argument, though, is that the data we get comes from NASA and Van Allen. And then the argument to that is
some rando on YouTube.
And then people will be like, well, Van Allen discovered it prior to NASA. Like he discovered it in what?
59 or something?
Yeah, 15. No, is it? I think.
Well, they
right before the went to the formation of NASA. Is it 67 or something he discovered?
I think they was discovered
58
earlier. Yeah.
But he was worried. Like he primarily, like I went down the rabbit hole of like, well, who's funding him? Fucking NASA.
Of course, NASA's
fucking
funding
NASA.
Him.
Or no, sorry. The Navy. The Navy was funding him, and the Navy was also funding the fucking Nazi scientists.
And the Navy's the government,
right?
Oh, no, we can't trust
right?
them.
And so it's like all the data that we're getting is bias. And like the argument for me is, I'm like, well. If there is a space race and this is fake and you're saying we did, you would say that we have this information. You're like, yeah, we found a way to fucking voo the fucking radiation and we'll never tell you how we did it. We snaked right through. No big deal.
Well, that's it.
Couple fucking wraps of aluminum foil and we were good.
Well, the wraps of aluminum foil was the outer shielding. The whole wall was like a foot thick.
But like the other problem is, going back to like, we rely so much on digital. This was all analog stuff like now. Like, I think that's more of a problem now because digital stuff is more acceptable to be fucking fucked with by this.
Susceptible?
What'd I say? I make up words, Dan. Doesn't
matter. Yeah, you didn't make up words. You just mixed up words.
Never correct me. I was a goddamn English teacher.
I don't know. Come over here and do something about it.
I was a goddamn English teacher. Okay. A professor. I was an English professor, Dan. You know this.
Mm-hmm.
You saw it. You're a witness. You're one of the few witnesses I have.
Pretty sure you took a bottle of piss to the face when you were an English teacher.
Oh. It may or may not be true.
But, so anyways, it's really, I mean, there's radiation. They say they got through it. They say they have all this data. Suspicious. No doubt that the actual telemetry data that actually got them through there is lost.
Yeah. I mean, that's fucking crazy. They're just like, oh, we've I don't know. We fucking just erase like, the whiteboards.
The greatest feat of human engineering ever done, but the worst
record. You didn't frame it?
The worst record keeping and preservation of video you've ever seen.
It's insane. I mean, to me, that has to be studied where they're like, well, we had to reuse the tapes. You're like, you're the biggest budget of all time.
Well, and like that's
and
getting,
you had to reuse fucking VHS tapes? What I'd the like fuck are we doing here?
Get into that video that Zell wants to talk about as well, because that's fucking...
Okay, so the final, we'll call this the final one we're going to talk about is, so they go, let's just say, they get up there, you got Buzz Aldrin, Neil Young.
Just searching for the moon in space. I want to live on the moon.
So they get up there. They get up there. They land on the moon. They have these remote cameras, which can show them going down the ladder, all this other stuff. It's all good. These have a radio frequency back to Earth where they, you would think, I mean, I thought that they just got that feed and then just like all the rest, you just get it and then it goes out to your network. And that's just how it was. That's what I thought too. Turns out the actual feed they got wasn't compatible with broadcast standards, so they had to project it onto a screen and then video it. All the networks had to video the screen.
It's crazy.
And that's why the feed quality between like the still pictures you get, like you can see the still pictures of from the moon,
yeah,
and the actual video from the network feed is absolutely god awful. No comparison. Because what you should have got was a nice continuous,
yeah,
more or less crisp feed, maybe going in and out of focus here and there, whatever. So that's like the biggest one is like they actually didn't broadcast a signal. They filmed the screen. So I was like, oh, that's fucking crazy. So I had to go digging. What I found is actually it was not just one location. There was three locations who got the feed around the world. You had Honeysuckle Creek, which is near Canberra, Australia. You had Parkes Observatory, also in Australia, New South Wales. And Goldstone.
Well, first of all, Australia doesn't even exist. So
there's a whole other conspiracy there.
Yeah.
So all of these are part of NASA's deep space network, and they all had the equipment to record the incoming data, blah, 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 to large magnetic tape. That tape came in at, the raw telemetry came in as SSTV, so slow scan TV. This is what was coming directly from the moon. This was recorded on 1 or 2 inch magnetic data tapes, right? So that was the full quality one. But that was not compatible with broadcast TV. So they had to scan convert the broadcast TV signal. And this was preserved in NASA's central archives, blah, blah, blah. So that's the holy grail of the news or of this moon landing would have been these SSTV tapes, 1 or 2 inch tape, which would put the whole thing to rest.
Yeah.
Like this is
Are they?
This is the direct feed, but somewhere, they think somewhere in the 70s, because there was like a tape shortage.
Yeah.
Which there actually was a tape shortage. It was really expensive.
Yeah. And like, so let's tape over
the Cosby
with
show.
Somebody's wedding.
We gotta get the Cosby show.
Let's tape over the humanity's reruns. Greatest accomplishment ever.
Yeah.
Right?
That's not a big deal.
They're like, hey, well, who's going to
miss this?
Yeah.
We
got to make sure we catch the
local
news.
We've already been to the moon 6 times. We're going to go again. It's not a big deal.
So the
tape over it.
The thing about the moon landing, the Apollo 11 was like the, at the time, I think even per capita is still the most watched TV thing of all time. It was like 500 million people worldwide watching.
After that, the ratings like plummeted.
It's almost like you couldn't have it fail.
But was it like, they ended up the last one they played it during, they interrupted like Three's Company or something like that and people were pissed. Or I Dream a Genie.
Or I Love Lucy or something.
It was I Dream a Genie, I'm pretty sure. And people almost rioted.
So the thing was,
I'm fucking sick of this shit.
So yeah,
that, the
we
moon.
Got it already. We rule.
And then that's when they were like, we're never going back.
Yeah, so that was the thing. Like, so after the first one, everyone's like, sweet, that was fucking awesome. And then Apollo 12 was like half as well rated. Apollo 13 failed. Like,
you know what would have been their
Tom Hanks had to make an air filter out of a fucking cardboard tube and a sock or something.
You know what would have been their new version of going to the moon like that? As if they would have beat us in hockey not too long ago. That would have they would have been playing Freebird and just getting jacked up.
No, they wouldn't because no one even watches hockey in the States.
They were watching that, boy. They were walking around with Kachuk jerseys, fucking just flipping birds. And
Yeah, sucks to suck.
So anyways, so every moon landing got worse and worse ratings to the point where it kind of just fell out of public favor. They brought back all these rocks. They're like, oh, we went to the moon.
What about the rock that fucking, was it Buzz Aldrin? Or no, was it Buzz Aldrin?
We were about to say Lance Armstrong.
We were about to say Lance Kincaid. Gave to the fucking prime minister of that European country that it ended up being just wood.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
He just had a, didn't have a real
rock. He gave a moon rock. He's like, this is from the moon. Special. It's for you. But he ends up getting tested not too long. And it's like, it's wood.
How old was he when he gave that fucking rock?
I gotta pull up the story.
Buddy, old Buzzy. It's crazy. Dude, Buzzy, hey, he's fucking wild. He's wild.
Anyways, so after the program ends, the moon landing, no one cares anymore. They got rocks. They put some sensors up there where you could measure the distance to the moon. Some scientific stuff, sure. The public completely fell out of it. Government fell out of it. There was no more money. The program pretty much just shut down. The rocket program shut down. That's where the rockets just went.
Well, they crushed the Soviet Union. There was no reason, right?
So they crushed the Soviet Union.
The states broke them.
They archived all these tapes.
Bent them over.
Okay, so a rock once displayed at the Netherlands. Fucking not even going to try and say that museum name. As a moon rock was revealed in 2009 to actually be a piece of petrified wood. Moon rock was a private gift from the U.S. ambassador to former Dutch Prime Minister Willem Dries in 1969.
Also, that's fucking hilarious.
That's
hilarious.
Yeah, but the U.S. ambassador, you said Armstrong.
Yeah, it wasn't Armstrong.
That's hilarious, though.
That's a funny joke. I'd be giving everyone moon rocks. If I went to the moon.
No, it says Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin on this one, no.
So, what's the truth there? Does someone give someone like, this is a moon rock? He's like, sweet. He's like, this is a moon rock. Like, no, it's not. What the fuck are you talking about? Anyways, so let's just get to the tapes.
Well, it's all on fucking major.
But which? NPR.
Yeah,
but you told me two different ones now.
Yeah.
Well, I was reading the one from fucking AI.
I believe what he says.
You should believe what I say.
So they got a piece of petrified wood from the moon.
Instead of a moon rock from the moon.
That only tells me that there were trees on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, yeah. If you want to believe it at its core, the moon came from Earth. So really, there's no difference in those rocks.
Yeah.
At one time, they think two planets, I think they call the planet Theta or something, crashed into the Earth like 8 billion years ago.
Where the great Pacific divot is. Yeah.
Super deep, there's no actual land there. It's just a huge divot full of water. And they think the moon spun out of that. And actually, because you can test the rocks. I think that when they tested the moon rocks and early Earth rocks, they're the same.
What's this fucking more space propaganda bullshit?
This guy's one fucking, he doesn't want to hear nothing.
Tell me it's not made of cheese. I fucking bet, buddy.
I don't even know where I was going. I just got a piece of wood derailed me.
Tell us where fucking NASA wants us to hear.
This piece of wood's more important than the fucking everything around.
Yeah, because it's fucking crazy.
The tapes. You were on the tapes.
What about the tapes? The tapes are gone, right?
They're gone. They disappeared. They got taped over.
They got taped over.
No, yeah, so after it.
If only we had those tapes, maybe we could go back, but.
Well, the tapes wouldn't teach you how to go back.
There may be something hidden in the tapes.
Pretty much. So during the tape shortage of the 70s, which they actually.
Tape shortage.
No, there actually was
a reason why they taped over the fucking. No, they. That's insane.
That's crazy. Of all the things, tapes that exist from the 70s.
Yeah, excuse me,
like,
NASA.
We couldn't keep the first moon landing.
All right, okay, well.
They couldn't make it.
That's insane.
Okay, well, let's think about it for a second.
Yeah.
You're working at NASA.
Yeah.
You're some pleb. You've been there a year.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, we need this new tape for this new thing. Go grab some tape. We're in a tape shortage. Just grab anything out of that thing. They're mislabeled. They're labeled poorly. He just grabs a fucking armful of tapes.
What are your fucking HR videos where you got...
Oh, moon landing one?
Yeah. No. Who gives a fuck?
No,
world's greatest accomplishment?
Hey, fuck it. You guys remember, well, VHS, right? You could only fit just under 2 hours on a VHS, right? So think about if you're recording.
That's why the Titanic was in two tapes. Boys.
You're thinking hours and hours and hours. You are taking boxes of tapes and you're just plugging them in and plugging them in and plugging them in.
So wouldn't there be a few of them still left? You think?
What you're saying is they didn't gold star a couple of them. these ones
are a little important.
I'm not going to argue that they probably should have put them in an archive and it's fucking. But that's a story. That's all I'm telling.
Yeah,
there's no way.
There's no way.
Chris,
there's no way.
To me, I'm like, that's fucking insane.
So of all the stuff we talked about, They're recording over the tapes is the least.
That's the crazy. It's humanity's greatest accomplishment. That is the craziest fucking thing.
So here it is. So this is it. We're going to end with this. So you have a moon landing or you have a moon program.
Supposed.
You have a program where they developed the suits and the rockets and that's all real. That's real stuff. It's hard evidence in museums. The entire program, all the engineers, all the people who worked on it, they invented like Velcro and latex and like all these crazy compounds to be able to go to the moon.
Everyone knows Velcro's from aliens.
So they no doubt made all this stuff.
Yeah.
So they get to the rocket. They got the astronauts in there. It shoots into, they say, low Earth orbit. And somewhere in low Earth orbit, they film a perfect take in one take, broadcast it through this TV, no mistakes.
Is it Strabel? Bart Strabel?
The guy who...
Yeah.
Seibel or whatever.
Yeah, his smoking gun, the halfway to the moon tapes where they pretend like they're actually there.
So that's the archive tapes. So those weren't live, right?
Yeah.
So those are actually archive tapes and they had those still.
Yeah. So they kept those.
Yeah.
So,
and you don't want to tape over those ones. Those were just tests. Those were important. Yeah.
But you think if you're trying to hide the moon landing, you would have just got rid of those.
Well, you think you could have just taped over them maybe instead of taping over the
moon landing. It is. That to me is, I'm like.
That's crazy.
Well, the thing about the archive tapes is they had about 1,000 times more archive tapes than actual.
You just picked the wrong ones?
I get it.
Because they're only on the.
It's government funded, so you probably have some fucking.
Well, they're on the moon for how long? 20 minutes of spacewalk or something crazy?
Was there anything covering the Doppler shift and the radio signals? Did we talk about that?
No, but that sounds right up my alley. Talk about it, Dan.
So when the Apollo spacecraft were going towards the moon, they were constantly transmitting radio signals back to Earth and precise frequencies. As if you observe those frequencies, the spacecraft accelerated towards the moon, the signal frequency increased slightly, and as it slowed and moved away, the signal dropped. So this Doppler shift is pretty much like when you look at it and people who are experienced with this stuff, like it's exactly what you expect from an object that was traveling hundreds of thousands of miles
away
through
from
space. Now, anybody can track that. And people, you know, the Soviet Union, the UK, and even amateur radio operators who were listening, you could listen to those transmissions. Like if you had a handheld radio set, like you could track those and they were able to track that. Like you could take from that and they were able to
the distance, right? You could measure the distance.
You could track
the Doppler
shifts in real time. Yeah. And so that's one of the things that you're like, you can't really like fake it.
Well, the Doppler effect is like, the easiest way to describe it is like when you're sitting on a road or standing on a sidewalk or something and you see a car come from your left.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that time the sound takes to get to you is like the Doppler effect. And you can do it in frequency of sound, or you can do it in frequency of color, like a blue to red shift.
So, in your description, does a Tesla need a person in there to have that same effect?
What are you talking about?
Well, if the Tesla goes by with no one, and then I produce you a film of me being like, "Woo, look at me!"
But if I'm
the Tesla,
yeah. But if I'm watching the Tesla go past me,
but if there's no one in there,
so you're saying that they just sent no one to space. What are you talking about?
Well, that's what we do now.
I would say that to me.
We send people into Earth orbit.
Like,
we don't.
In order to, if you're saying that this is fucking fake,
we know that they can send unmanned probes to
you send everything. Like, if this goes to the theory of like this was done to try to bankrupt the Russians, the Soviet Union, just to basically ruin them in something they couldn't match the state's money. You would send a fucking unmanned thing. You pre-production.
Where'd the astronauts go then?
They were fucking.
They didn't even get in the rocket.
They were fucking high on LSD. Fucking
floating in fucking. Well, okay, now studio that's, two.
Even right? even
and
the
then,
greatest.
So the rockets go. So you have that all that effect happening, right? Everyone else can track the Doppler effect, radio frequencies.
While you're filming it on Earth,
but no one is in that original fucking Apollo 11 mission. Right, like
no one watched any rockets. Anyone get on the rocket? No one got on the rocket.
They just like
no one got in the capsule.
It's
no
like
one.
The
no
fucking
one, wait,
buddy. It's the Grandpa Simpson. You walk in, walk out.
Shut the fuck up. No one walked. No one watched these astronauts walk into the.
I'm saying we watched something. People watched something.
Are they robots?
No, what I'm
are
saying.
Are androids? Yeah.
No, I'm saying is like that footage is broadcasted.
What about the hundreds of people that were working there on the day? They're all part of it.
They're all in on
it. They're all in on
it. They're dosed.
They're all on LSD.
Everybody's on LSD.
Here it is. Because, I mean, for me, I'm going to end it here. For me, I think there is way more evidence that we went to the moon than we didn't go to the moon. I do agree that there's some shady stuff, which in hindsight, you look back, like with today's technology, like that would never happen. If we could send a signal from the spaceship on the moon or the people on the moon, we could just get it anywhere.
We apparently can't go.
Yeah.
No, but we could if we got to the moon, we could just send a signal.
And
we could.
I will say, looking into it, as everyone knows me, I've always been a staunch non-believer of the moon landing. Looking into it, a lot of my theories.
I took a hard staunch.
Brain's very staunch. I'll believe anything anybody tells me with a modicum of confidence.
Yeah, staunch. Yeah, yeah. I've never believed, but as I looked into a lot of my favorite theories, I was like, okay, all right.
Not the greatest.
And I'll say this, after looking into a lot of these, like my smoking guns, I was like, ah, that makes a lot of sense. I've never believed we went to the moon last than I do today after looking into it. But, you know, hey, well, listen.
We don't have to ask Andrew, I don't think.
Yeah. Fuck the moon.
Fuck the moon. Moon's 99.9%. I don't even think the moon's real, I don't think.
I don't know.
Yeah.
The moon's a hologram.
Hey, I love it. Let's get unhinged in the after show, take some calls and stuff, but
Here's the thing, you have to ask me just as less as you have to ask Dan.
That's true.
Right?
We got the yin and the yang.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We got the Dan saying
I wasn't even on the first time we talked about this. Genuinely.
Neither was I, technically. Dan was...
You were on Braden, the moon.
Braden was...
I was on the moon.
Yeah.
I thought I landed on the moon the first time we ever talked about
it. I think Braden opened the episode of the original with, I'm fucking drunk.
Yeah, sounds about right. Perfect course.
Anyway, so Andrew, 99.9%. We didn't go to the moon. Braden, what?
95? 90? It's not that. And again... I'll get more into it in
Let's do the Gimlin scale. We should do the Gimlin scale.
Yeah.
Be zero Gimlins, meaning I don't believe at all.
Bob Gimlin,
the famous Bigfoot.
Wait, I thought Gimlin, we totally believed him. And wouldn't be Gimlin and then Gimlin. The fire in the sky guy.
Yeah.
No, so five Gimlins is fully believe.
Yeah.
And zero Gimlins is you don't believe.
Yeah.
On the Gimlin scale, since I 100%, since I 100% believe Bob Gimlin, I've looked into those steely blue eyes. I would have to say I don't. And I'll get more into it in the post show, but we'll get into that. I don't believe the fucking official story. I don't.
All right. The last thing I'm going to end on here is I think there's a reason why the astronauts and stuff post moonwalks and all that were weird in those news conferences. I think that all this weird stuff happened. They deleted the moon footage and all this stuff because they didn't go to the moon, but because they seen something on the moon they weren't supposed to.
This fucking guy throwing a jab in at the buzzer. Yeah. Quick jab.
So next time we talk.
Unbelievable.
Next time the buzzer goes
and he's throwing a late jab in.
Next time we talk about the moon, we're going to talk about the structures found on the moon stated by Carl Wolf in front of Congress in the 2001 Disclosure Project.
We'll have to revisit.
Headed up by our good buddy, Stephen Greer.
Friend of the show.
Yeah. Friend of the new show. Enemy of the old.
All right. We're going to take a short break. We're going to take some calls in after hours here. Not after hours. What are we going to call it? We don't even
know.
Post show.
We're getting unhinged, baby.
Fan theories.
This is where you're going to really hear my thoughts.
I've been unhinged.
The second part of the show is we're going to get unhinged. I'll put the number up if you're watching the live stream. You can text. If you're in Canada, you can text or call regularly. If you're anywhere international, you got to go on WhatsApp. If you don't have WhatsApp and you call, I'll answer, but you're going to get charged a fortune. So that's up to you. Hey, we're going to be right back.
You can call. You can give them the number, don't you?
I don't have it. I can't remember it. Oh. So I have to put it up. I'll put it up on the stream when we come back. I'll be right back.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.